May I have your attention, please? Good morning, everyone. Gives me a great deal of pleasure, and it's a privilege and honor to welcome all of you. This is a great celebration for our laboratory, and I could not be happier to see so many good friends here with us today and tomorrow. This is a very exciting program with a lot of very, very good speakers, and I think you should start. I'm going to ask to all of you two things. One is, let's keep our presentations on time, because we have many of them. Second, Patrick Logan, where's Pat? He's in the back. This has been broadcast live throughout the country, throughout Canada, and some questions are going to come via computer. Pat is responsible for the questions that come live via email. He raised his hand. Be prepared that there is a question somewhere. Also, McGill University provides a homepage address that's going to be up for 2 years. And everyone that would like to access our meetings will have the password to do so. In the order of business tomorrow, I would like also to announce that apparently there is a place for the second biopsy meeting that's going to be in 2 years. And of course, it's going to be a democratic vote. We have here 60 members, and according to the bylaws, I have 61 votes. Therefore, it's going to be a very democratic conversation, and then we're going to choose the location. I'd like to call the moderator. First moderator of the day is Michael Piacentini. Michael is part of my family. Michael is my younger brother. Michael has been in my life for many, many years, and it's an honor and a privilege to have you, Michael. By the way, he's from Boston. There is a hockey team there.
Thank you. Welcome. I would like to thank all of those involved in the preparation of the Bernier Ocular Pathology Society meeting, and to all those who have traveled near and far to be here. I've been in touch regularly with Bruno and Tiffany. To them and everyone involved, your efforts are greatly appreciated. The program truly looks outstanding. I would like to offer personal thanks to Miguel Bernier. You have been an inspiration to me for nearly 20 years now, since I first met you in Washington when I was at Georgetown, and you were at the National Eye Institute and the AFIP. You truly are an outstanding clinician scientist and physician leader. You have the rare gift of being able to listen and understand those around you and to make them feel appreciated, motivated, and special. You have been a major influence in my life, and I am forever grateful. Thank you.